Winemakers are kind of like artists because no matter how hard you try, you're never going to make the same painting twice.
Josh Morgan is the head winemaker at Petoskey Farms Vineyard and Winery. The hills just outside of downtown Petoskey are home to acres of farmland, 11 of which belong to Petoskey Farms. Morgan is the head winemaker, or perhaps we should say head artist.
Every winemaker has a different style or a different, you know, palette. What we do is very much an art form as opposed to making a food product.
Last year, 7 tons of Minnesota grapes were harvested from Petoskey Farms estate. Morgan made them into wine. He says there's lots to learn in the wine industry. He says much of what he knows comes from experience and reading, so there's a learning curve involved in the job.
Today, actually, I learned something that I have been doing wrong for 10 years, and I learned something new. So I was like, oh, cool. So, you know, this is definitely an industry that you're always learning, and something new comes up every year.
Morgan says although chemistry and science go into his job, winemakers might more accurately be described as wine protectors.
I don't do a lot of the work. The yeast do the work. We babysit the yeast to make sure they're happy and they have the nutrients they need. And then from there, you know, we always had this joke that after fermentation is done, we're just wine protectors.
Morgan started protecting wine 11 years ago after his job with a food service management company didn't pan out. He says the majority of people he knows in the industry never planned to get into it. He says the wine industry fell into their laps. Morgan started working in a wine tasting room in Traverse City and eventually moved down to the cellar working as an apprentice under the head winemaker. 2 years ago, he came to Petoskey Farms.
We pride ourselves here on trying to be as locally sourced as possible. For me, getting fruit out of Traverse City and Old Mission is supplementing what we aren't able to get from our local vineyards. Our region is still so new, there's not enough grapes to sustain the wineries.
Morgan says within the next 5 to 6 years, he hopes the winery will be self-sustaining, with grapes coming solely from their vineyard. In Michigan, cold winters make the winemaking process a little different. Starting around February, Morgan says he and the owners of the vineyard begin preparing for the season. They're out in the snow pruning vines so they grow properly. Morgan says vines start budding in late May and grapes are harvested in late September. This is the vineyard's peak season. He typically works 5 days a week, but sometimes ends up working on Saturdays to get more work done. The short growing season makes for wines that taste different than typical wines from California.
Michigan is cleaner. It's more of a fruit forward, aromatic whites, lighter bodied, fruit forward reds. You're not going to get these big, bold, tannin bomb, big barrel reds like you would out in California.
A winemaker's salary differs greatly depending on the region. Morgan says he earns around $50,000 annually in northern Michigan. In other regions, like California, winemakers can earn twice that. Morgan says the Petoskey wine region is up and coming, but still has a small business feel.
If you're looking for a quieter, more intimate one-on-one with the owners and one-on-one with the winemakers during your wine tasting, this is the area to come to.
He says since the business is still fairly small, with only 4 full-time employees, visitors can get tours of the cellars. Wine tasters can see more of what he does and learn how the wine they're drinking gets from vine to bottle. For Take This Job and Love It, I'm Ariana Strzalka, WCMU News.